It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule and joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, thank you so much for taking time out for you and the fine folks at Green Hills Animal Shelter to talk about another cute four-legged friend this week. We thank you for bringing by a new feline friend. Thank you for bringing by Juno.
Thank you, as always, for having us. We are so excited to introduce everyone to Juno. She is a tiny little silver tabby kitten who's only 8 weeks old.
Yeah, Juno is a tiny one. You can see pictures of Juno online under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com with Juno's posting here. And, you know, the radio doesn't do justice of just how cute Juno is. And, yeah, when you say kitten, it is Juno is definitely a kitten. This one is still got some of that brand new kitten smell on there for sure.
She absolutely does. She is, like we said, a tiny little thing, and she was actually born at the shelter. As long as she's getting love and attention, she is as happy as she can be.
Now, this was a situation where you actually had Juno's mom come into the shelter as a stray, right? And so that's the situation that Juno herself kind of found herself in. A lot of times with the shelter pets, we find situations that unfortunately, you know, after they've already lived a good portion of their life, have them come into the your guys' care there at the shelter. But sounds like this is all Juno has kind of known here in her short time on Earth.
It is. It's all she's known. Cats come in as either strays or relinquished, and then we find out that they've brought a few extras along with them that we weren't aware of at the time. And that happened with Juno's mom. But, you know, Juno doesn't care. She is extremely sweet, and honestly, she's perpetually happy. She's the cuddliest kitten you could ever hope to meet.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to, that was a great segue, because I just wanted to ask you about that. I noticed in our email before the show, you did describe Juno as cuddly, and it sounds like being raised in that social environment of having both other four-legged friends and you humans around there at the shelter has really helped that along in her short life.
It has. She has grown up used to humans, other cats, and of course dogs at the shelter, so she is well-rounded at 8 weeks old.
Terry, what kind of forever home do you think would be perfect for Juno?
If she could describe a perfect forever home, she would ask us for an indoor-only home. As we've said, Juno is very tiny, and she's much too small to go outdoors safely. And she'd just like to spend her days cuddling with the family. Like all kittens, she likes to play, so she'd like a home where she would get attention. I think she'd do really well in a home with children who would give her gentle pets and cuddles. And, of course, as we said earlier, she would do well in a home with other cats and probably with other dogs, too.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Juno or take that next step, how do they get in contact?
They can give us a call at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
Once again, check out more about Juno on our website as well under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast. Terry, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week. Hopefully, because of all your hard work today, we can find Juno a forever home.
Thank you again for having us.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.